Jeff Show with Jason Bryant.
And a very happy Tuesday edition of The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. Hello, good sir. How are you?
Very good. And you?
I'm doing all right. It's December the 1st.
We have no snow.
Where the hell did November go? Where the hell did 2015 go?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's the big question.
It tends to go by even faster and faster, but this year particularly, yeah, it's just gone by very, very fast.
Wow. I'm sitting here and I'm reflecting and looking back. I feel all emotional here, Jay. I'm sorry. Reflecting and looking back on the year that was 2015, and it's been a crazy, strange, weird year, and we're in the last month of it, and I can't believe it. I don't get it. It's December, man. Like, what the hell? Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, when was I there? I was there at the end of July.
End of July, yeah. So that's been almost four months.
4 months, yeah.
Good Lord.
And then we started doing this show in the middle of January.
Right. Yeah, that was.
I mean, that's coming up on a year.
Coming up on 1 year with a, you know, brief break and interlude
break
in between there. But
for your training and all that.
But
yeah,
still,
that's wild.
I can't get over the fact that this is, it's coming, it's December already. Like, we're like 25 short days or 24 short days from Christmas, which is just absolutely baffling to me and blowing me away. Anyway.
Loving the weather.
Yeah, you guys are still, you're still snow-free in the Queen City, correct?
Well, we've had snow, but it pretty much melted and, you know, highs above zero all week, so.
Nice.
Yeah, much better than last year and the year before, so.
Nothing shabby or wrong with that. We've got just that little bit of snow, a little dusting, which of course means that nobody knows how to drive. That's just kind of the way it goes.
Well, we've had lots of accidents here that are occurring on sunny days, completely dry.
Yeah.
And I can't figure it out. It's just like, what is wrong with people? Like,
that's
like we're
exactly
talking
it.
Head-on collisions. One was killed and head-on collisions on a divided highway. And it's just like, what is happening? Middle of the day, sun's up, no rain, nothing.
I don't get that. That always baffles me and just completely blows me away whenever you see that you're driving down the road and it's, sunny day, not icy, not slippery, clear, sunshiny, beautiful. Yeah. And there's like a four-car pileup on Deerfoot. And you kind of sit there and go,
why?
How did that happen?
You got to think it's texting. It's just distracted driving at this point.
It's distracted driving.
Chances are you're not drunk at 9 in the morning, right? Those sorts of things tend to happen late at night and in the evening, right? But
yeah.
I mean, this is just, it's just weird.
I don't know. People, I find a lot of it is just people that just, not even necessarily texting, but just not paying attention to what they're doing, period.
Yeah, and I've noticed it too, where the light will turn green. And the person just sits there.
Yeah.
Just fucking sits there. It's like, go, man.
Likely.
And you see the head bob up.
Yeah.
And then they go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you were looking down at your phone, weren't you?
There was an ad campaign here in Alberta. I think it was last year or the year before that was to combat texting. And the campaign was Crotches Kill.
Oh, yeah.
And the visual of it was essentially, it was a video or visual, I should say, photo of a guy and a gal staring at their crotch sitting in the car while driving.
That's good. That's funny.
And so, yeah, they went with the whole Crotches Kill campaign. Now, I don't know that it worked, but, you know, I'm sure they drew a little bit of attention to the fact that you're not fooling anyone when there's a glowing light on your face coming from your crotch. No, let's face it. Nobody's own crotch is that interesting. That you would be driving down the road and spending that much time staring at it. So
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so
remember yesterday when we predicted that the Grey Cup would shrink?
Yeah, we thought the television audience was terrible for this year and for the CFL season and they said the overall viewership of the season was down. Big story coming out last night. Canada's biggest party, the Grey Cup, continues to be one of the biggest events in Canadian television, growing 6% compared to last year.
Interesting. Well, I was not one of them.
No, me neither. I can honestly not tell you the last time I watched a Grey Cup.
And I was saying yesterday, for me, I don't even get cable, so I can't watch it. I can't watch the CFL. I don't get TSN.
That's very true.
I just don't even bother.
They said that they had an average audience of 4.3 million viewers tuning into TSN and RDS, which is the French version of TSN. Overall, 9.7 million unique viewers, or roughly 30% of the Canadian population, watched some or all of the CFL championship game. Now, I love the way they say that, some or all. 9.7 million unique viewers. So essentially, that includes the people that tuned in and went, this is awful, and flipped the channel.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. I mean, that's the thing about ratings and stats. You can twist it any way you want.
Oh, absolutely you can. And that's exactly what happens in all of the ratings world, whether it's radio or television. You know, they turn around and, our radio station is number one with lesbian midgets aged 18 to 19 who walk chihuahuas in the nude from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Number one, woo, that's us. Good for you. That's exactly what this is. It's the same as cumulative audience versus time spent listening or share of listening. These are all terms that if you're a radio nerd, you've heard. You know, cumulative audience is basically the number of people that have listened to you at some point, including the people that tuned in and went, this sucks, and changed the channel.
Yeah.
And that audience, really, that number really means nothing. In all honesty, it means absolutely jack if you can't get people to stay.
And it's the same thing with people talk about for cell phone share, right? So Android has a 80% market share, right? What does that mean? 80% of phones are running Android.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. That's a lot of phones, a lot more than iPhone. However, Apple makes 93% of the money.
Yeah.
93% of the profits in mobile go to Apple.
Yeah.
The rest, 7%, probably goes to Samsung, and then everyone else is pretty much losing money.
Yeah.
Including BlackBerry. So, yeah, it's stats are all weird, right? It's market share, but also it's profit, right? And, you know, how profitable are you? And, yeah, there's cumulative audience, but there's also how long do people watch? And what you really want is, of course, a lot of people watching, but you want them watching a long time.
Right. Yeah. That was always a discussion that we would have in the radio world and with consultants and programmers and such was, you know what, you can have all the cum you want, but if you don't have any time spent listening, it's pointless to have all that cum. It's great to say 7 million people listened to my radio station this week. Oh, yeah, how long did they listen for? Like 35 seconds, and they heard a song, and they went and changed the channel.
Gone.
Anyways, this was interesting. They said they peaked at about 5.5 million viewers late in the game. And among the highlights, they said this is the 19th program in the history of TSN to average more than 3 million viewers. The electric halftime performance by multi-platinum rockers Fall Out Boy during the Nissan Titan halftime show attracted an average audience of 3.8 million viewers. And they said an average of 1.8 million viewers stayed to watch TSN's extensive post-game coverage. So, anyway, I can admit when I'm wrong. It doesn't happen very often that I admit it, that is. Not that I'm wrong. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
But I can admit when I'm wrong. And in this case, apparently you and I were wrong about the thought that maybe nobody's watching the Grey Cup. It seems apparently people were watching it.
Now, the interesting thing, of course, is the demographics, and if it's 55 plus.
Yes.
Because the CFL is definitely a very old audience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And young, I don't want to say young people aren't in, because I always sound like such an old man when I say young people, but young people today are not interested in CFL football. They're all about the NFL.
Anybody that I know that's a millennial under 30 or under 35 that I've worked with or come across, I've found a lot are interested in the NBA mm-hmm. or the NFL.
Yeah.
Or hockey. But
a lot of
just don't hear any talk of the CFL from anyone under 35. It just doesn't happen.
Well, again, a lot of that is the fact that there's 8 teams. They're spread out all across the country and they play whatever it is, 10 or 12 games in a season. And quite literally, you can lose almost every game and still have a chance at making the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is just a joke. But I did find it interesting, though, this year, the Grey Cup was presented by Shaw. So mm-hmm. I look at this and I go, okay, so Shaw owns a bunch of other media, and TSN is owned by Bell. And so, you know what I mean? Like, it just seems mm-hmm. like a very odd combination of sponsorship. I mean, right, I get that Shaw is more than just owning media. They've got, you know,